Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of D&D Bags, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast made by a bunch of D-bags. I'm Frankie, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Joe, and I play Ati.
I'm Andy, and I play Aloom.
And we're gonna play some Dungeons & Dragons. Who wants to tell us what happened last week?
Me, please!
Well, last time...
I pick Andy.
Last time God on D&D Bags, we were setting up camp, making some gruel with Carl the Gruel Man, and we got assaulted by these three, like, demon-y-looking dudes. They said something in Infernal that I didn't understand, but apparently it was, where are they? They attacked us on sight. We beat them. We killed two of the three. And then the third one, we beat within an inch of his life. He was unconscious. We healed him. We tied him to a tree. And now we plan on interrogating him, which probably is going to involve beating him within an inch of his life repeatedly and healing him until he tells us what what we want to hear.
Oh, it's that Skyrim leveling up restoration and destruction at the same time. And you just go to that prisoner and you're like, oh, I'm burning you, but I'm also healing you. This is literally what hell is. But I'm going to be more powerful.
Yeah, and Frankie thinks it's okay for our lawful good characters to do this, so I guess we'll get away with it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with asking him questions. I think if your intention is, like, to kill him anyway...
I mean, we did tie him to a tree and heal him, and now we're going to begin working him over.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be comfortable killing this guy, like, once he's defenseless.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah,
you get to make that choice.
Well, Carl might put him in some gruel. Anyway, let's, okay, so he's awake now. Let's have Joe...
Yeah, he's awake. He's awake, and he just starts, like, talking in a language that none of you guys understand.
Ati, do you understand it?
No, I don't. I've never heard that language before. He's not... he's not scatting or anything. Didn't sound anything.
Try speaking to him in your bad guy language.
I wish you wouldn't call it that. It's infernal. It's...
Right.
It's a very time-honored
demon language.
No, well... Oh, okay. Listen. We'll talk about this later.
You guys remember all those good guys you met who speak infernal?
Yes. Well, there's Ati.
Yeah, I speak infernal.
Well, I mean, there's Ati.
Listen, who are you talking to right now? Who are you even talking to?
God.
Morden.
Anyway, we'll have that discussion much later, but it's cool. Infernal's not a bad guy language.
Okay.
Anyway, bad guy. Speak Infernal. Skibbity bop 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 boo da boo ba da ba do.
He just continues...
That was me saying speak Infernal. Infernal.
Thank you. He just continues, like, his eyes are, like, flitting back and forth, and he's just, like... He's restrained, so he's not moving anything but his head, but he just, like, keeps mumbling these things that you don't understand.
Ati, don't worry. I'll use another point of lay on hands on him.
So he's a little better.
Alright, so he kind of, like, looks like he's calmed a little bit. He still doesn't immediately respond, though.
Hey! Hey, don't make me work you over. I use one more point to lay on hands.
Alright, so I'm gonna say that, like, he sighs, and you can see that he is no longer, like, struggling against anything, and he's just, like, looking at the ground.
Alright, I'm gonna say, scabbity yip bop badoodo boop badarada boop badada zip.
You know I'm going to cut every one of these, right?
I'm just
kidding.
No way. I don't believe you. The translation there is, hey, we don't want to hurt you anymore. Please just tell us what you were after. And I'm going to use a persuasion check on this 15.
And I'll assist his persuasion check by saying, yeah, we wouldn't want to need to work you over. 17.
Can he assist if he can't even understand? I guess he can...
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right.
You know that the guy doesn't understand.
That's true, yeah, I guess. At the very least, he can get the plus two can be for the tone of, like, you sound reassured.
Yeah, you don't know...
I don't want to work you over.
This guy speaks, except...
He's like, hey, this guy doesn't want to work me over. He must be a good cop. This guy who speaks bad guy voice must be bad cop.
I'm gonna say that he will say in common,
I was after the amulets.
What do you know about these amulets?
He's gonna spit on the ground.
Oh, come on, man, we're making progress. Really, do I... Come on, we don't want to hurt you. That's a three persuasion. Well, 8. It's plus 5. So.
Well, I've got something to say about that, since that clearly failed. If you don't tell us what we need to know, then we're going to have our little friend work you over. And I gesture at
Long Tom Silver.
Actually, I was going to say Carl the Gruel Man, but yeah, let's go with Long Tom Silver. And then, based on what his eyes look like, I'll either say, yeah, that's right, or no, I mean him.
Are you rolling a thing for that? Is that Intimidate?
Natty Deuce.
So, was it Intimidate? That's a check? Okay.
Natty Deuce.
So,
then you're definitely pointing at Long Dying Silver.
I'm definitely pointing at Long Dying Silver. Long Dying Silver kind of saunters up to this tied up guy, and he's like, I know what this is about. Long Dying Silver just gets a look in his eye, and he's like, this is not the first time I've been around someone tied up. and you can see...
He's looking at him amorously.
I whisper to Long Dying Silver, Long Dying Silver, we're not actually trying to hurt this man. Calm down. I know you had a sordid past. We can move past this. Wait, why do I think he had a sordid past?
I guess we established a little bit about his tragic
fuck doggy.
A little bit about his tragic backstory last time.
Did we?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean,
what?
We asked about his tragic backstory. I think
he's his doggy. What?
Do you not remember that?
No, I
he,
don't.
Like, lost Wait, his what? Family or something?
No, that's Ted.
It's Ted. This is a donkey. What?
We established that his backstory was about as tragic as a donkey's backstory can be.
He was just, his name was Long Dong Silver. He was a show donkey.
We asked
Famaril about it.
I still don't know if that's her name. I still don't remember.
I listened to the episode. It is.
It is,
Which
yeah.
character?
The headmistress at the brothel.
Oh, I thought it was Olga.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, Olga's Long Dong Silver's name.
Yeah, well, that, I thought we argued that, and we never decided. No, it doesn't matter.
In the episode, we established.
I'm pretty sure Olga is the innkeeper.
Her name is Olga Famorel, and his name is also Olga sometimes.
His real name is Olga, but we go by.
He's named after her, but she goes by both Olga and Famorel. It's her first and last name. I fixed it, guys. I'm the best DM in the world.
Yay! Okay. What are we talking about?
Long Dong Silver working this guy over.
Okay. So is that canon? Did you just say something about his sordid past, or are we just going to pretend?
He has a sordid past.
Okay, we'll stick with it.
I'm going to say that Long Dong Silver is going to start, like...
He's had a rough
he's
and
gonna,
tumble history.
He's going to start trying to, like, pull at the guy's robe, like, with his teeth. And the guy is very visibly creeped out by this, and is basically just like, what is wrong with you people?
Nothing's wrong with us, and nothing's wrong with Long Dong Silver. He just had a sordid past. But the fact remains, you need to tell us why you're here and what you know about these amulets.
Who sent you?
Do I need to roll for that?
No, I'm just trying to figure out.
I already got a Natty Deuce.
He is decidedly intimidated.
I can't tell you who sent me, but all I need to do is retrieve the amulets.
What do you know about them?
I'm sure less than you.
That's very
little.
That would
be very difficult.
but you wield them.
All we know is that these are butt amulets. They look like two parts of a butt.
I forgot that was Ken.
That's as much as I know.
I don't know, Adi. I looked at it again, and like I'm not sure if this looks like a butt.
You're the one who convinced me it was a butt. I thought it was a heart.
Oh, right. That was me. Yeah, no, yeah. No, these are butts.
Okay,
these are definitely
so we're on the
butts.
Same page.
Yeah,
anyway.
I mean, if you look at it, you just flip it, like, upside down, it kind of looks like a butt.
Right, that's how you convinced me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Yes.
Look, they're definitely butt amulets, I know that much.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we know that too. If there's any one thing we know about the amulets, it's that they're butt amulets, okay?
Is this canon now?
Tell me something I don't know.
It was canon last week.
It was already canon.
Or 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, whatever.
Well, the whole reason it came up was because we failed. He made me fail the check.
Yeah, and so you failed it, and so this is what we think.
Well, maybe this guy's playing you, and he's just repeating what you said.
Or maybe he looked at it, and he was like, yeah, just like you guys thought, I looked at it, and I was like, yeah.
That's a butt.
That's a butt.
you don't know. That's what he said.
So many unanswered questions. All right.
So, what are you doing?
So you're telling us that you don't know anything else.
I just know I was sent to retrieve them. I know that they're very important.
Well, we can't send you back with them. And we obviously can't let you live.
No,
Whoa, chill out, bro.
I mean, we killed the other two. This was the whole problem with the interrogation thing in the first place. Like, I feel weird about this.
Yeah, now
I don't really know how we do this. Like, what do we do now?
Like, we're good guys.
Okay, how about we give him some gruel and then we just bounce? Do you know anyone who's gonna come, like, pick you up or something?
No, what? No! What am I gonna call a fucking Uber?
Well, like, do we have that?
What's an Uber?
Oh, what is this Uber you speak of?
Can we suddenly
dip into, like, guy at a historical reenactment who, when the kids ask him about modern stuff, he's like, oh, mystified, oh. I know, see, kids, back in those times, they didn't have Uber. Like, oh, Uber, ooh, that sounds interesting. Is this some sort of witchcraft?
You know, it's when you blow in a magical horn and then a ghost that drives a carriage comes and picks you up and takes you where you're supposed to go.
Ah, the Uber horn.
Ah, yes, Uber horn. Yes, it's the one that's blown at the end of days.
Das Uber horn.
I like it. Anyway, so...
This is canon. That is canon. So can that you, exists in this universe.
We have to find the Uber horn.
Do you have an awesome. Do you have an Uber horn?
No. Damn it.
Are you lying?
No, I definitely don't have an Uber horn.
Check. Can I do an check insight that. Check yeah. on it?
Check that.
You can do an insight check.
I'll assist.
9.
19. Fuck. I should have been one check.
Alright.
That's 11? Oh, wait. What's your bonus on that?
Insight. I am trained in it's insight, so it's probably... It's at least 5 since I'm trained.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 5.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I rolled 11, so minimum 16, 18. And he assisted with a 19.
I'm going to say that you... You think he's telling the truth about not having access to Das Uberhorn, but okay. You do think that there's still some really suspicious shit about this guy.
Alright, listen up, buckaroo. I don't think you're giving us the whole story. Now, we can either leave you tied up to this tree with no gruel, or tied up to this tree with lots of gruel. Isn't that right, Carl?
Yeah, dude, we got some extra gruel. I wish we could leave some gruel if you want. I, Kremlark, always make more gruel if we need more gruel later.
You know, the gruel might actually be crueler. It would attract animals that might attack him if he's just tied up.
My hands are tied. How am I even supposed to eat the gruel?
I mean, we give you the gruel. I don't... Look, the thing is, like, do you want the gruel or not?
I want you to let me go, or at least kill me.
That feels weird
right
now. That
feels so weird, though.
It just seems like a lot right now.
I like the immediate response of, I don't know about that, bro.
We're good guys. We can't just kill someone who's disarmed.
Well, then let me go.
We can take a staff, I guess, and,
Oh, we can't let you go until, like, you tell us.
What if we, like, leave him tied up, but, like, kind of loosen it a little so he can get out within, like, an hour if he, you know... struggles with
that
it.
Sounds
so, like,
pretty good.
So he can't, like, follow us, really, but, like, you know, he'll get out.
Okay, that sounds good.
Does that sound fair to you, devil guy?
Sure.
Right, yeah, but, like, tell us something, though, because I'm gonna poke you with my little hammer until you give me more info.
I thought that's what Longhawk Silver was for.
I don't realize
that. I'm the one with a little hammer, you have a dagger.
Oh, I'm gonna poke you with my little dagger. Until you tell me something good. Poke.
That's really annoying and I wish you would stop.
Poke.
Just please stop doing that.
You could just tell us some info.
I can't give you the information.
Okay, well
why
then,
not?
I guess... I would face a fate worse than death.
You wanna...
Oh, you
just
wanna
don't go
elaborate
back.
On that?
My essence would be tormented for thousands of years.
That sounds like something warlocks do. You working for a warlock?
Hey, are you here against
your
will?
I wish I were working for a warlock.
Like, are you against your will right now? Do you want to be attacking us? Or?
Dude, like, almost every, like, extraplanar thing that looks like me is working against their will, man. That's, you know...
Oh, why did I ask that? Now I'm just going to feel bad about killing him.
Oh, God.
Just please kill me! No, let me go.
No, we're just not saying that, bro.
We just agreed to let you go.
God, here, at least start talking your bad guy language again. I'll feel a little better about it then.
It's not a bad guy language.
Yeah.
It's very neutral language.
Skippity boop bop beep boop.
I don't know, it really kind of sounds like... It's
definitely a bad guy language.
How's it translate?
That's what the translation is.
Oh.
What did he say?
Don't worry about it. Skibbity bo bop boop. That means shut up.
That was a lot of syllables for shut up.
It was just right. Just the right amount.
Alright, well...
Alright, I don't know what else we're gonna get from this guy.
Let's do the rope thing where we loosened a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, check his pockets. See if he's got anything on him that he's hiding from.
Oh yeah, cool. Let me do that.
I'm gonna say you find a pouch with gold in it.
Oh sweet, this guy's got some gold.
You find this weird gem that you don't recognize, and that's all you see in his pockets. Also, he has a staff on his back. Like,
well, no, we already knocked that away.
Yeah,
from
well,
him.
You're right. He would have had.
We're taking that with us.
Okay, you're gonna take the
staff. Let's take the gem as well. Let's just take his things.
This is payment for your
attacking
life.
Us.
Yeah,
and yeah,
we're not robbing you.
We're
this
really
is...
not robbing you.
Don't. We're good guys.
Wow, really feels lawful and good to tie someone to a tree and empty their pockets.
You're one to talk. You're the one who made us do this.
I'm not good.
I mean,
okay. Isn't that what all you paladins say? It's good to kill evil creatures.
It is.
Usually
it
is, though,
right?
It's for the greater good. I don't know.
Nah, let's not kill this guy. Now it's weird.
But what
he's making it weird. He's just like, why'd you have to go and make it weird?
Alright.
Should we- Carl! Carl, what do you think we should do? You're a moral, upstanding person.
Well, I mean, how did you feel about gruel?
Well, I mean, I must say, you make some of the finest gruel I've ever eaten.
Mr. Devil, sir, how do you feel about gruel?
I guess it depends on the gruel. I mean, it's
well, the gruel
definitely is, not my go-to.
The gruel our friend fed you. How do you feel?
I mean, it brought me back to consciousness.
Did it make you understand the goodness deep inside you?
There is no goodness deep inside me.
Oh, I think there is. There's goodness. There's goodness deep inside everyone who's not a race that's, like, automatically lawful evil.
He literally is a pale blue creature with horns.
You're really not making this easy, are you?
Hey, buddy, how about you just do good things from now on, okay?
Is this a persuasion?
Yes.
You're just going to try to change this guy's entire alignment with one persuasion check?
I was really hoping for a natty deuce on that. I got, just in case, I got a 17, and my persuade is plus 5. Do you want an 8 on this?
Yeah, let me just give you a little bit of 8.
That's an 18. 18.
So close.
I know. That's terrible. That glowing light. Oh, wow, I thought of it that way.
I feel like if you rolled the same thing there, the glowing light would have just evaporated. That's what would have happened. But, alright.
So, yeah, that's our attempt. That's a, what is that, 25?
It's, you can't change his alignment, man. He's not going to suddenly become a lawful
really
good creature.
Yeah, but this is...
He doesn't have to become good. I just asked him to do good things.
This is a difficult persuasion check. This is a difficult persuasion check. Alright.
I just think I have a different understanding of good from you.
Can you at least not kill people?
I mean, you killed my friends.
We were defending ourselves.
Oh, it's different.
You can defend yourself. I'm sure you've killed plenty of other people.
Well, be that as it may.
Alright, it's cool to defend yourself, but like, don't attack people who aren't attacking you. Okay?
Look, it was my job!
Alright, you know what,
okay,
this,
so anyway.
This conversation's going too long.
Let's have some gruel camp out, and then loosen him up after we're done and leave.
Sounds good.
I just kind of feel like camping near him, though, you know?
Just keep
just in case he changes his mind.
It is nighttime,
yeah,
so.
Okay. How much gold is that, by the way?
Are you gonna take it out and count it in front of him like a heartless, soulless bitch?
No, we're taking the gem and his staff, and we gotta leave him with his gold.
We're leaving him the gold.
He's not gonna be. Oh wait, no, we'll give him gruel. Okay, we'll take the gold as payment for his gruel.
Yeah,
okay.
What's he even gonna do with gold? He doesn't. Is he gonna go into a city and buy stuff?
Yeah, I mean he could.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Do devils do that?
Maybe. I mean, there's other places.
You said it
there
yourself.
There are other worlds than these. Maybe he need. I mean, why would he have gold if he didn't use gold?
I don't know.
All right.
Why does any RPG monster carry gold?
Yeah, that's valid, actually. That's a very fair point. Why does Fluffy Bunny number 2 have gold?
I read something.
That's a question
recently.
For No More Heroes.
Yeah, there is like a shower thoughts thing that says maybe all RPG monsters have gold because the boss paid them to kill you.
That's stupid. That's a bad shower thought. Fuzzy Bunny number 2 was not paid to kill you.
He's a hired gun.
He's the toughest of the Fuzzy Bunnies. He leads the gang.
So are we taking his money or not?
So you're taking his money, you're taking his stuff, sitting with Carl the Gruel Man.
How much gold is that?
I said it was 200.
200? Oh, damn, son!
Yeah, you robbed this motherfucker of his entire life savings. Congratulations.
Got some money back after spending that money.
So we got 214.5.
So that's 100 G each. All right, so we go back to the fire, and we're like, well, that was a satisfying fight. It really boiled up my blood. I can't wait to get some rest and get my spell charges back. Carl, would you please serve me some gruel? I built up quite a hunger.
Oh, of course. Well, you guys took so long, I made a couple of things of gruel. Do you want the yellow gruel? Or do you want the brown gruel? Or do you want the, like, slightly greenish-brown gruel?
Ooh, that last one sounded good, but I must ask, what does the chef recommend?
Well, I'm personally a little partial to the yellow gruel, but it's definitely, like, a preference.
acquired taste. I'll try the yellow gruel.
Okay, he scoops you some yellow gruel.
I have some yellow gruel.
As will I.
Okay,
I'm gonna roll to
see
how
you like it.
Is a high roll good, or...?
Yeah.
4. I have not acquired this taste.
I've actually...
You find it very spicy.
Mmm. Ooh, that's some good gruel.
All right, I too will roll. 18.
Oh. You find it very pleasing.
Mmm, this is some wonderful gruel.
No, thank you.
I have not had gruel like this since the last time you made me gruel, Carl.
Thank you, I appreciate that compliment.
Why is there a gruel man?
You did this!
You didn't have to make a gruel man. You could have said that nobody makes the gruel.
Yeah, yes and, bro. Yes
but
and.
Didn't I ask
you? You were like, who makes the gruel? The chef. Okay. Can I speak to the chef?
Okay.
Sure.
I'm glad you did.
If it were real life and you went to a restaurant and you were like, who made this? And they were like, our chef, obviously. And then you're like, oh, can I give him my compliments? They're not going to say, like, no, go home, you weirdo.
Right?
Don't make me invent characters in this
universe.
Oh,
my God. Oh, I'm in pain. Just, there's a cruel man with us. He has opinions on cruel.
That's his whole life.
Carl, this is such a fine meal. I know that you're coming with us to meet your family and guide us and, well, I would like to know.
Did he say anything about his family?
No. Didn't he?
No.
Oh!
We just
make that up?
Yeah, 20.
Oh, okay, well,
yeah,
Carl.
He just wants to see the world.
Oh, Carl, where's your family at?
Oh, they're scattered about making gruel for various people.
That's fascinating.
So you come from a long line of gruel makers?
Oh, yes, yes. Very much so, yeah.
His accent totally has changed there.
Fuck you.
Carl!
Carl, chill!
Oh.
Love your gruel.
We love your gruel, please.
Carl, sorry. I don't know what I did, but sorry.
Oh, I'm finding it so difficult to do this. I have that tightness from, like, laughing too hard. Okay. So, Carl. Before we lay down and get some rest so that we can leave this weird guy tied to the tree, but not as tied to the tree, so we can get out at some point. I figure we can go off into a dreamland after asking you about your background. Tell us a bit about yourself, Carl.
I feel like this happened.
He told us he's been making gruel.
Don't stop my roleplay. I want to ask him about him.
Okay,
he wants to know more.
I want to know. I know Carl, but let me get to know Carl.
Well, as you know...
I don't know if I can do it.
Okay. Well, as you know, I make gruel. I come from a long line of gruel chefs, and we have some recipes that we've been passing down for generations, and you know, it's an underappreciated skill set to be able to make food out of whatever is on hand.
I'm sure your gruel recipes are most coveted.
Oh, it's family secrets for sure, yeah.
It's great that they've passed that down to you, Carl.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's, you know, it's gotta keep the family business alive, you know?
Definitely. Family's very important.
Yeah, no, gruel is really more important to me, but... Oh.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I guess that is directly linked to the family thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So...
Give me a minute.
Okay. I think Carl would say, well, I've had all the gruel I need for today, so I'm gonna head to bed.
Carl, have you ever tried eating anything other than gruel?
Why would I?
No reason. Never mind.
Well, good night.
Good night, Carl.
Where does he go to sleep?
He just lays down.
Just like on the ground?
In the same place.
The same place.
In the same place.
He just...
just drops his head in the
girl. Well, good night.
Good night.
Plop.
If that's the case, we move his head out of the gruel.
Yeah, I think he can breathe gruel.
Is this canon?
No.
No. Okay, then he probably shouldn't drop his head in the gruel. Okay,
I think he just lays down on the
floor. He's like, all right, well, good night. And then he just kind of sits and just,
yeah.
I'm like, wow, that was fast. Super nice guy. just
totally nice. Great. By the way, if we're going to keep talking to demons, I should probably teach you a little bit of Infernal.
No, that would be a good idea if I could learn some basic pleasantries. Things like, hello, and we mean you no harm, and which way to the satanic ritual?
I'm not sure about that last one, but...
The important things. The things that would make people who speak Infernal cool with you?
People who...
You know that you're down?
People who... Well, I don't think they would use that.
You can hang?
That's very outdated. Anyway.
It is?
Yeah, people don't say that.
Well, maybe an Infernal.
Well...
Maybe they get their slang from me, you know?
No, well, that wouldn't make any sense.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Okay, anyway, so people who speak Infernal, they're probably going to be attacking us. Not because they're bad, but just because... So, so the first thing you're going to want to know how to say is, don't attack me, which in Infernal is skibbity boba.
Skibbity boba.
No, a little more emphasis on the bowl. Skibbity boba.
Skibbity. Skibboba.
Oh, you sound like a tourist. Really, let it flow. Skibbity bobop.
Skibbity bobop.
We'll work on it.
Okay. I'm getting there, though.
You're totally.
And that's how I say what?
Just stop attacking me.
Yes, stop attacking me. Skibbity bobop.
Yes.
Yes!
That's
catching
good.
On.
You'll get it.
Hey, Infernal Guy, tie it up to the tree. Skibbity bobop. Ha 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 ha.
You don't hear anything.
Hello?
Do you walk up to the tree?
Hello?
Can we see him? We got dark vision.
Oh, fuck, you have dark vision. Alright, fine. You look at the tree for the first time since coming to camp. He's not on the tree anymore.
God damn!
He's a fucking wizard, and you left him with some rope, you idiot.
My original plan was to hold him down. Carl.
Yes, I am awake.
Carl, the wizard escaped. We can't set up camp here. He might come back with bad dudes. We need to set up camp a little further from here.
Okay.
You can bring the gruel.
Okay.
Okay, so we head down the path a little bit.
Oh, let's pick up the rope.
Let's
take our rope back.
Okay. Take our rope, take the gruel. Well, Carl's got the gruel.
You still have the staff.
We still have the staff and the gem.
And the gem.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the name of the game is finding someplace out of sight, because, like, we do still need to rest and stuff.
Okay.
So let's head... We don't need to be super far from here. I think that would be even more confusing to them, because they think we'd be like, oh, they already left.
So just so you know, I know that you know that Elmore is, like, by a lake surrounded by a forest, but, like, the main road between Tarnstead and Elmore has, like, a river that runs near it, So just in case that influences any of your decisions, you are near a river that's a pretty sizable river.
A sizable river. Okay.
It's called the River Vis.
We don't really have time to do it right now. My initial thought was let's cross it so they lose the trail and then go a little further. But maybe we could... How much is it? Look up how much it is for a portable boat in like the... Dungeon Master's Guide at some point. How much gold that would be. I think that's an incredibly expensive thing, but I don't think it's not as much as like getting, you know, your own pirate ship. It's like a canoe, I think.
Like the Final Fantasy one?
Yeah.
Like that thing?
Yeah, it's basically like that. Look up how much that is in the Dungeon Master's Guide, because that's something I'd be interested in us.
I feel like that's the kind of thing you would probably be able to buy in Elmore, since it's next to a lake. Which is, you know, coming off of a big river.
Yeah. But as it stands, let's walk a little bit closer to Elmore and see if we can find, like the side of the road in the Fellowship of the Ring movie when they, like, hide from the Ringwraith.
Oh, like under that giant...
Yeah, like under the gnarled tree or whatever. Let's see if we can find, like, a spot like that where we can just, like, go to sleep.
Okay.
So we start walking down.
So I would say that you start walking down and you're looking for a place that you could stay, and you walk for, like, a half an hour... And you haven't found anything that's particularly well covered, but you do happen upon a small hut.
Oh, small hut.
And you could see that there's there's light coming from inside of it, so like there's a fire burning in there. Like in a fireplace, not the building is on fire, you get it.
What do you think, Adi? Should we inquire as to who lives within?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Alright, let's approach cautiously, slowly, see if we hear anything coming from inside the hut. Alright.
You want to do a perception check on that?
On sneaking?
No, on hearing.
On hearing, yeah.
I was my own sneakiness.
I was focusing on the, like, creeping over part. Okay, perception. 19.
Okay.
I mean, also.
Sure.
4.
So, what exactly are you listening for or looking for?
Just
listening
if we hear anything side. Coming from the hut.
I'll say you hear some, like, humming. Just, like, you hear one voice humming pleasantly.
Oh, okay. Like, musical humming, not, like, machinery.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
Skip it, group.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to go in and try to talk to them? I feel like they might be intimidated by my appearance.
Let me knock on the door. Worst case scenario, we can always have Carl try to set things straight.
Yeah, he's a personable guy.
Isn't that right, Carl?
I am very diplomatic.
Oh, we're gonna have him try to do a persuasion check before the end of this. Alright, I walk up.
You hear,
I assume,
like,
there is a door, right?
There's a door, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a... Maybe hut is not 100%. Maybe I want to say it's like a small cabin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was kind of...
It's enough... It's like a building. It's not like a tent. But hello? It's just small.
Is anyone home? We are some adventurers.
So,
some adventurers.
You hear the floor creaking and, the door opens and it's, an old hunched man. And, he says, how can I help you?
Hello there. old man. It is I, Illum, and my traveling companion, Ati.
What's up?
We, and also our traveling companion, Carl.
Hello.
The gruel man.
And this is our donkey, Long Dong Silver.
And our donkey, Long Dong Silver. We're quite a ragtag group of adventurers, I understand, but we have good intentions, I think. And we just saw your hut along the road and would just see what was up. make sure you weren't doing anything evil in here. You're not doing anything evil in here, are you?
No, of course not. I just am a simple fisherman who lives on the river, but do you need a place to spend the night? Is that what you're looking for?
That's our hope.
That'd be awesome.
We were in a camp, but then the clearing felt a little revealed, and we didn't feel comfortable sleeping there. Do you know anywhere we could stay?
Well, I have plenty of room here.
Oh, you got room?
It's just me here, but the cabin is big enough. If you need to spend the night here, you could.
Cool. Can I, like, detect evil on you?
What?
Okay, sorry, that's my character voice. I'm gonna use detect evil.
Okay.
Actually, I don't roll. That's just a charge.
There's nothing to roll for it. You just see if you sense evil or not.
Yeah, it's a paladin thing.
Okay. I'm gonna say that, when you try to sense evil, you sense such overwhelming evil from that gem that you guys had taken that it kind of throws your entire perception of everything else off, and you can't really tell anything else.
Whoa, this gem is weird, Adi.
Oh, was it a... Should we not have taken that, maybe?
No, I mean, like, we should learn more about... Excuse me, have you ever seen a gem like this one before, sir?
No, a simple fisherman like me, of course not.
Why do you say it like that? I'm old. Oh, that's very true. No, this man is very old, I think. We
don't have to say that.
He just said it.
Yeah, but I know you're...
Yeah, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like, okay, if I say it, but a little offensive if you say it.
No, but I mean, like, it's basically your character trait, you know?
Right, I mean, we all know he's old as balls, but you don't gotta say it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you're right. I'm sorry about that, old man. I didn't...
Please call me Raina P. Loudenslaw.
Ah, yes, Raina. Raina P. Loudenslager.
That's a fine name, sir.
Sir. Where would you recommend we lay our heads?
Well, come in.
So he's gonna swing the door open and you guys go in and...
What's inside the cabin?
It looks like it's pretty well furnished for more than one person, you would think. But he said he was the only person there. But, like, you see, there's, like, a couple of bedrooms, and, then there's, like, a bearskin rug, with a little rocking chair.
That probably scares you, actually.
A fireplace. Yeah. Ooh.
is there a room without one of these, you know, it's okay.
He's not a fan of bears.
Ati, he won't get me, right?
No, it's dead. It's totally dead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, don't worry.
Just, do you like, want me to put it away?
Wait, what?
I wouldn't want to make you do that. I'll just sleep on, like, this end of it.
Well, there's a room that you could have.
Oh, damn, want. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is a big cabin.
Does anyone else live here?
Oh, no, it's just me.
Why you got so many rooms?
Can I roll a perception check to see
insight?
If he's lying?
That would be insight.
Insight.
You can...
18. Do I have... Insight. Plus one.
I would say that he is not lying and that he is currently the only person who lives in the house.
Okay.
Okay. That's good. All right. Well, thank you, old man.
Please call me Raina P. Loudenslager.
Yes, thank you, Raina P. Loudenslager. I guess we will... rest our heads for the evening, and it perhaps as means of payment, Carl might make you some of his world-famous gruel.
I think we got a whole bunch of leftover gruel. We only had the yellow, but we still had, like, the greenish-brown and the brown and the...
Carl, will this gruel be good if you heat it up again in the morning after it's been cold?
Oh, of course. Gruel is really hardy, you know, it's definitely reusable, like, it's a kind of, you know, it's gruel.
See, Raina? It stays.
Oh, well, that does sound nice. Yeah, I would like to have some of Carl's gruel in the morning.
World famous. Well then, Reyna, we take our leave. Thank you for your generosity. Let us rest our heads. And in the morning, we can serve you some gruel.
Okay. Okay. So there were two bedrooms. So where are you guys going?
Carl and Long
Two
Guns.
Extra or two? Just
I would say that there are two extra bedrooms.
Okay, okay. Carl and Long Don Silver will go to one.
Okay.
And we'll take
and you guys are in the same bedroom? Okay. Why did I expect anything different? And then there's his bedroom. Okay. So you guys just gonna go to sleep in this guy's house?
Mm-hmm. After...
Yeah. I'll try to teach him a little bit more
Adi tells me
infernal.
A little more infernal. Yeah.
Yeah. Off screen. Off camera.
Bada bop boom pow.
Skibbity bop. I teach him a few more words.
And then Loom lets out a nice big yawn. He says, I'm gonna be hitting the hay, Adi. Hey, hey.
Yeah, that is something that you can say, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yes.
Why isn't that a euphemism for masturbating?
Hitting
that,
the hay?
Hey, hey?
That, no, hitting the hay.
Hitting the
hay. Oh.
Doesn't that sound like jerking off?
No.
Alright, that's just a Frankie aside.
No,
as hay, only the game.
Hay doesn't sound like...
Hitting the hay. Jump.
Hitting is the only part about that
I
sounds like...
Hitting.
I guess. Okay. Moving on.
In my eyes, all things are euphemisms for jerking it.
Yeah.
Like
agreed.
Microwave.
Wacky Delia. Wacky Delia.
Anytime I say I'm gonna go do something, I'm actually just jerking off.
I know.
I'm gonna go use the head.
What?
That's what they call it in bathrooms.
The bathroom.
Like the
head.
I think it's like a military thing. I'm gonna go use the head.
Never heard that
before. Actually, I think it's a Navy thing specifically.
Yeah. It sounds like a ship thing.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. I heard that.
It's a weird ship thing.
I use the head often. Mm. And the rest of it.
Couple of jokesters. Yeah, we got a couple of jokesters on the show. Hey.
We have fun here.
So you guys go to sleep?
Yeah. We use the head.
You're sleeping in the same bed?
Yes.
What are you wearing?
We head bro it.
We have to take off our armor, or else we'll get fatigued trying
exactly.
to sleep in there, right?
So, okay, so you're doing right. that?
Mm-hmm. We set it next to the bed, and then we head bro it.
I rub myself in my meditative oils, as I am wont to do. and then
the
I...
The fuck?
What? What?
This
what's wrong?
Is not the first time this has come up.
Wait.
I use these in
the brothel. Did I just not care before?
I use
these in the brothel. This is how I meditate.
Oh. Oh, fuck, yeah. That is a thing you do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's part of my character.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Does
it's
it bother you?
It's fine.
That I'm all oiled up
it's
right now?
It's fine. It's just fine.
Are you making the sheets weird and slippery?
Probably.
Probably a little.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine.
Is that affecting you in any way?
It's fine. It's fine. It's just fine.
Alright, come on, cuddle closer. There's,
it's
this
fine.
Isn't a big bed.
It's not a big bed. You
it's
guys
fine.
Are, you guys are pretty close.
I said it's fine. Okay.
So you guys fall asleep?
Ooh, you're all slippery. Oh, no, that's me. Yeah, I fall asleep.
Okay,
I teach him some infernal.
You teach him some infernal. Okay, so you know a little bit. A
few more words.
You know what? Why don't you pick two infernal phrases that you can understand?
Oh, okay, I like this.
Give me those.
Okay, I want to be able to understand...
You should probably write down all the phrases
you
know. Yeah, I know. Is this in addition to stop attacking me?
Yes.
Okay.
What is it? Can you direct me into the satanic ritual?
I didn't actually teach him that.
Yeah, okay. That was just me.
That was
okay, I want to know how to say, we mean you no harm.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to develop like a solid actual.
And also, this is my friend Ati. Do you know him?
I wasn't happy teaching him that one, but I did agree to do it.
Okay. All right. Cool.
For continuity's sake, you should probably write down "Stop attacking me" as Skibbity Bobop.
Really?
Yeah,
you're gonna come up with a different thing for every phrase. All right, fine, good.
Yeah,
you will too. You really will.
Yeah.
Do you want me to come up with what the others are?
Do it. Let's do it.
We mean you no harm.
Zap, boom, pow.
That's just a fucking Batman comic.
And this is my friend Ati. Do you know him?
Skrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Ati. Debop bo. Debop bo bop.
Quality podcast.
How are you writing down
It's like S-K-R-R-R. Okay. Like,
I probably would have done it.
I got
a bunch of D's.
The way I would read what I wrote is scrap.
You can't roll your R's?
Well, I mean, scrap. A-T. There's a pause. D-bop-bo-D-bop-bo-bop.
You don't have to do it with as many pauses as
that
I did.
That sounds right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a tourist.
Scrap. Tourist in hell.
He doesn't want to sound like a tourist. He wants to sound like a tourist.
Bop.
Okay. So you guys are wearing like what? What are your night clothes? I know you're all oily.
I'm oily in a loincloth. I got my small clothes.
Your small clothes. What are you wearing?
Weird religious undergarments.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit?
They're comfy.
Okay, so it's just footy pajamas?
Like? No, they're also skimpy.
Okay.
Oh.
But they're religious in nature.
Okay. All right. So.
Is the house about to be on fire? Is that where we're going with this?
Why would the house? Is it your oil? Did you catch fire?
Did
your oil catch fire?
Guys, there's no fire.
Okay.
Raina P. Loudenslager put out the fire in the fireplace before going to sleep.
Good.
You being oiled doesn't mean anything.
Good.
However, a couple of hours into the night, you guys have been sleeping. Adi, you...
Enough that we get a full rest, or...?
Yeah, you have had a full rest at this point, but you are still asleep. Think of it like you completed a sleep cycle.
Okay.
You feel a knife pressed against your throat.
Oh, this isn't good.
Sorry, it's me. It's a joke. It's a joke. I just thought it would be kind of funny.
Oh, that's very comforting.
And you...
Is there another actual knife at my throat now?
Yeah, there is. It's the...
Wait, who's that?
Wait, this one isn't a joke.
It's the wizard that you let go before.
Oh, crap.
And he tries to slide his knife across the string that's holding the pendant.
Oh, okay.
Skibbity boba!
I think that's where we're... That's where we're going to cut the episode. Very good. All right. So, yeah, let's cut it there.
All right.
Well, thank you for joining us for this week's episode of D&D Bags. I think I'm gonna have to do a solid 10 minutes of, like, I'm gonna have to cut out about 10 minutes of us laughing.
I don't know.
Maybe 5 minutes.
I don't know. I think you just leave in our laughing.
I might leave some of it.
Leave it as much as possible just because selfishly I want to listen to how hard that made us laugh because that really killed me.
I think there's like a solid section that you might not hear anything because Andy's just like can't breathe. I'll cut that. But yeah.
I'll call now. Alright. So, thanks again for joining us for this week's episode of D&D Bags. You can find us at dndbags.com. Follow us on Twitter at @thednddbags. Like us on Facebook. Instagram. Tumblr. I still want a Snapchat, but every week I forget to do it. So... Snapchat me. If you find someone that is D&D Bags on Snapchat, just Snapchat them. Why not? It's probably me. Maybe it's not.
It's if okay. They start sending you pictures of their dong,
then it's Joe.
It's Frankie.
Alright, but yeah, thanks for joining us. I am Frankie the DM.
I'm Joe and I play Ati.
I'm Andy, I play Alum.
Alright.
Bada bop boom pal.
If you get 2 pictures of dongs, then it's also me, but I'm sending you a picture of Frankie's dong. Which I keep in my phone.
Which he finds on OKCupid. When he's checking Frankie's OKCupid updates.
I'm a moderator on OKCupid now. Listen, I can post my dongs.
Listen to the chiptunes. Skibbity bop bop.
When are you going to teach Carl the Girl Band Infernal?
Eventually.
you guys instead want to read one of my spam emails?
While yeah, you don't be? I love your spam emails.
Greetings! I'm undressing! Call me, maybe?
I'm so lonely. Come trail me.
Ready to give it a test drive? I am one of local waiting hotties and get some action tonight. Sincerely yours. That's it. There's no...
There's no name!
There's no name, just...
Sincerely yours. Want to get hot pussy? Question mark? That's the subject. Here's the... it's from Raina P. Loudenslager.
I'm using that name for this.
It was a pleasure sexting with you.
Hey Joe, it's me, Jesus, and I'm like, this seems like an interesting spam.
Now we'll tell you a little more about me. I am 31 years, my country is Russia, and I am manager.
You know that game where you have the little monsters that you raise and you fall in love with?
Digimon?
That you
that's
enter
where I was
committed
going,
relationships yeah. with.
And you disappoint them.
And you eventually marry them, you settle down. Have some kids, realize that it's never gonna work, you get divorced.
No, you stay together.
But you make it work
you
for
make,
the kids.
You make it work for the kids, but you're really not happy. And the kids.
You start cheating on with your secretary.
Even though the kids are the bright spot of your life, like, the sadness of your marriage is ruining your relationship with them as well, making it a questionable decision to have stayed together for them.
But you're in too deep at this point.
So really now, you're in it to win it.
Also,
new game show with Guy Fieri!
In it to win it!
I'll show you potato salad.